are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. As you can watch me on YouTube, you can tell. Please call me Sully. This episode is being recorded late at night on Saturday, the second day of October 2021, and that's when I'm dropping it, Pacific Daylight Time. And you're probably going to hear it on Sunday morning. And, you know, I've heard a lot of times that Sunday is not a prime time for listening to new podcasts, but I'm always listening to a podcast when I'm doing laundry, when I'm doing some of my Sunday chores, I'm going on a Sunday run, I'm doing some Sunday errands. I like listening to a new podcast. And for those of you who do that, I am going to give you this podcast, which is available on the free and easy to use Odyssey app here on YouTube and all the places we get your podcast. If you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen and Locked On Yankees with my good friend Stacy Gatsoulias. And I'm sure Stacy has some terrific shows on the way. Stacy's one of the best hosts out there. And it's an interesting time to be a Yankee fan. It's an interesting time to be a baseball fan. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So here's the deal. I'm here in my bedroom. You can probably tell me I'm in a different place than I normally record. And don't ask. I can't record where I normally record. And I was just going to do an audio one, but I haven't done a video one in a while. And I wanted to do this one. And one of the reasons I'm doing this now is this is a podcast that is going to be dated almost instantly. And yet I want to express a bunch of things, because today, Saturday, when I'm recording this, was one of those days where everything fell into place. Like those little Plinko chips from Price is Right. Everything fell into place to create a game 162 that I am trembling to watch. Probably more than, you know, it feels like when I was waiting for Return of the Jedi to come out. And when I was, 11 years old when that movie came out, I couldn't wait to watch Return of the Jedi. This feels kind of like that. Feels like we're waiting in line at the Chestnut Hills Cinema in 1983, waiting for that movie, because this is how excited I am for this. And maybe this Sunday morning, while you're doing your chores or doing whatever you do, you're sharing some of this with me. It's game 162. It's going to be starting in about 14 hours. And I'm going to give Major League Baseball a lot of credit. I've done this before, but man, oh man, this is paying off this year. They have lined so all the games start at the same time. So roughly, what is it, about 12 o'clock here in California, about 3 o'clock on the East Coast. And if you're Central Mountain, you figure it out. And I think it's great. It's a good time. You know, it's not too late. It's not too early. You know, it still feels like baseball time. And every game starts at the same time. So you can't have one of those situations when you did have this in 2014 where a team is on the verge, looks like they may be on the verge of contending or maybe being a spoiler. And then you say, the other team started early. They're blowing out that game. This game's going to be meaningless. Let's fold up tent and go home. And there's none of that. Every game starts at the same time. And with that in mind, I can't remember a final day of the season where so much was on the line for so many teams. And the very complexion of the National League and American League playoffs are kind of sort of still in the air. And one of the things that makes it even more remarkable is that they're all going to be taking place simultaneously. All the games take place simultaneously. And virtually none of the teams who still have something to play for are playing head-to-head. So that means the games are being spread out. There's not like, you know, the Dodgers and the Giants aren't playing a game winner goes to the is the National League West champion. The Red Sox and the Yankees aren't playing each other. Seattle and Toronto aren't playing each other. They're all over the map, literally all over the map. And so because of that, it means there are multiple games that you need to follow in order to have this make sense. And before we go into what's going to happen on Saturday, let's just quickly go over just the insanity of what happened on Saturday. First and foremost, the Rays blew the doors off the dump in Yankee Stadium. I mean, my God, Brandon Lau hit three home runs. Is it Lau or Lau? I can never remember. It doesn't matter. He hit three home runs. Three home runs in a game that is nothing but a tune-up for the Tampa Bay Rays. If the Rays went in and just played minor leaguers and just coasted, you couldn't blame them. They have nothing to play for. But they showed up, and the Yankees, who had everything to play for, just got bombed. And Sterling and Waldman were doing the radio call for that. And John Sterling kept saying over and over again, and to his credit, I'm not John Sterling's biggest fan, but to his credit, he kept saying, why is Montgomery still in this? When Montgomery got bombed early on, it was very clear that he had nothing. And it took forever to get the bullpen going. And so in the end, the Rays won their 100th game. Statement there. And good for the Rays. I mean, they were like, they have nothing left to play for. Everything they have to play for is in the postseason. They've won 100 games. If they get blown out on Sunday, nobody can blame them. They took two out of three from the Yankees. Easy for you to say. But the minute that happened, it set in a chain reaction of events. And the Blue Jays, and with their star young pitcher, Manoa, came in, and he threw a one-hitter over seven innings, let up only one run, one hit, struck out 10, and the Blue Jays just crushed Baltimore. Now, Vladdy Guerrero looked tender at one point. I hope he's okay, because the baseball playoffs would be better. If the Blue Jays are in the baseball playoffs, you want to have a player like Vladdy Guerrero in there. But I mean, just go up and down. Guerrero went 2-for-5. He homered. Teoscar Hernandez homered. Springer homered. Bo Bichette homered. Everyone just clicked on that team. And so with that, the Blue Jays are still in it. They're one game behind the Yankees. And so that led us to the Red Sox and the Nationals, which was a super nail-biting time. It was an amazing game in that you had Tanner Houck, who is the hot young pitching prospect who was trying to stretch out. And it was this weird sort of, how do I put this, pushing of a decision on manager Cora through five innings, where you wanted to see how far you can take Houck, 3-4 innings maybe. And the Red Sox have kind of a beleaguered bullpen, which is a little worn out at this point. And Houck, through five innings, didn't let up a base runner. He had a perfect game through five. And yet you were like, you went into the game saying, I hope we get three or four innings out of him. And so you have a perfect game through five. And that is a situation that if he had gotten a hit, or if Washington had got a hit at any point, and they pulled him after four, no one would have an issue with that. But because it was a perfect game through five, and because they used most of their high leverage relievers the day before, you're like, in the back of your head, you're going, why don't we just let the guy throw in the perfect game, go another inning? It's not like they're rocking him. But Brazier and Richards did a good job. Ottavino all but screamed at the umpire when he got called on a ball four. And Juan Soto came up with the bases loaded and hit a ball, which I think everybody on the planet Earth thought was a go-ahead grand slam. I said, it's Giancarlo Stanton all over again with the Red Sox. And went to center field. It was just a sack fly. And then the Red Sox woke up in the ninth with two outs in the ninth inning. It was Vasquez hit the triple. I believe Shaw got a hit. And then Kiki Hernandez homered. And so it looked like, Red Sox are going to have a laugher. But, of course, the Nationals scored two in the ninth and got runners on, but the Red Sox held on. At this point, it's binary. There are no, you know, there are no style points at this point. So now that means the Red Sox and the Yankees are tied, which led us to go the final game of the night in the Pacific Northwest was the craziest of them all, in that the Mariners had a 3-1 lead against the Angels. I keep wanting to call them the California Angels. And then the Haniger was having just an amazing game. And then the Angels got a 3-run home run off the bat of Jared Walsh. And it just, you just air being sucked out of the ballpark in Seattle. And just a gut punch because there was setting up a mind-boggling final day of the season. And it was just going to be, I mean, it was already cool because you had the Red Sox and Yankees tied, but the Blue Jays were one game back. So there could be a three-way tie or something like that. But the idea of a four-way tie or just into total chaos. And, oh, God, all we need was a Mariner win. And the Mariners blew a game on Friday where they had a leadoff triple by Toro in the one inning and a leadoff double in the ninth. And they couldn't get that tying run in. So here we go again. And the, you know, the Mariners just looked like they were going to just blow it. And then suddenly Haniger hit the ball, got two runs in. Mariners took the lead. Haniger drove in five of the Mariners' six runs. And with that, the Mariners won. And so the concept of pure chaos that we've never seen before in the American League wild card is still alive. What is also still alive is the single most bizarre division race I may have ever seen. Everything in the National League is decided except for the top spot. Isn't that weird? We know the St. Louis Cardinals are going to be flying to California to play the wild card game. Are they going to fly to San Francisco? Are they going to fly to Los Angeles? We know that the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be playing the Atlanta Braves. We also know that the Atlanta Braves cannot win 90 games, but we know they're guaranteed to play in the division series. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won 105 games and are not guaranteed a spot in the division series. The Dodgers, when they were talking about World Series defenses, okay, most wins for a defending World Series champion, you have to go all the way back to Connie Mack's A's of the early 1930s to find a defending World Series champion who won more games than this. And yes, that includes the Joe Torre Yankees. Yes, that includes the M&M Boys and the Yankees of the early 60s. Yes, that includes the Big Red Machine. Yes, that includes every major team you can think of from the Great Depression to now. A defending World Series champion winning 105 ball games as the LA Dodgers just did. And their blowout win against the Milwaukee Brewers. And as it stands, as I scratch my nose here on YouTube, they're still technically on the outside looking in. There's still one game behind San Francisco. Now, a lot of this could, what could be set up in the National League West is so weird because the Giants lost to San Diego and Tingler, the manager of the Padres, is gone. I don't know. I mean, they're letting him manage the final two games. I don't know. I'm of the mindset, if you're going to fire him, just fire him. Have someone else do it. Why have someone manage the team when they're not going to be the manager? But that's just me. Nobody asks me. I can do a whole thing. We'll get Javi Reyes of Locked On Padres to come on a show sometime after the postseason's over to just do an autopsy on what happened to the team that I picked to win the World Series. And it's going to be a sub 500. They are a sub 500 team. This is a team that was a playoff team, was one of the wild card teams in September. And I picked them to win it all. And they're going to be sub 500 with a new manager. You know, I mean, it's just surreal what happened with San Diego. But they can show a little anger if they win in San Francisco on Sunday. Now, here's what could happen. Say the Giants lose. Everything is possible. With one day, anything's possible. And that's what makes this Sunday so spectacular. Let's say San Francisco loses. It happens. They've won 106 ball games. You lose every once in a while. And let's say Los Angeles wins. Now, the Brewers basically treated Sunday like it was a spring training game. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday like it was a spring training game. Okay, they didn't really, they weren't on their best effort. And they earned that, okay? They pulled Burns after a couple innings. They completely earned that. If they want to pull all their starters after the third inning, they don't owe the San Francisco Giants or baseball a GD thing, okay? They clinched their division. And while it may not be fair that a 105-win Dodger team is still spinning in the wheels to avoid a wild card, it's not the Brewers' problem. The Brewers won their division, and the Brewers have images of a World Series title dancing in their head. They have, I think, the deepest starting pitching staff. They have a fantastic offense. They have a solid defense. This is their window of opportunity to win a World Series. And if they need to give some people a rest on game number 162, then sorry, Dodgers. Sorry, Giants. It doesn't matter. They'll do whatever they need to do. But let's say this happens. Let's say Los Angeles defeats Milwaukee and San Diego defeats San Francisco. That means that the Dodgers and the Giants would have to play a one-game playoff, play an extra game. The 87-win Braves don't have to play an extra game. The 105 and the 106-win teams have to play an extra game. I mean, if this is the end of divisions in baseball, what a spectacular Viking funeral it would be. But they would have to play a one-game playoff, see who's the division champion. The winner of that game gets to go back to their home. The loser of that game has to play another one-game playoff against St. Louis. And if they win that game, then the Dodgers and Giants are playing each other again. That is so crazy and so stupid that I want it to happen. I want it to happen. And I want to make one thing clear. There are teams that I have emotional connections to that are still alive. There are teams that once it gets to October, I will be rooting for. But I want to make another thing clear. For the purpose of this podcast, it is helpful for my podcast, if for no other reason than to have good, solid content. It is helpful for me to say, I want, sorry for that little pause there. I just had a little warning thing pop up on my screen. I thought, like, if I lost all that recording, oh boy, I would have punched that. I would have punched that computer right there, but I didn't. So forgive the pause there, but that's what happened. I want anarchy. I want stupidity. I want things to happen that make me say, really? That's what we're going to do? Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to have a crazy, crazy playoff that has no reason, no rhyme, no purpose, and that's what I want. My father, if he were still alive, would say, that's crazy. Yeah, Poppy, it is. So let's review what could happen in the American League. We could have the wild card tournament. Remember the beginning of the year, I said there's going to be a bunch of teams between 93 and 87 wins in the American League. Now, I didn't anticipate a 100-win team. I said there's no 100-win team in the American League. I did not see the rise of the Rays in the second half. But the rest of the American League's top teams are between, 93 and 86 wins at this point. And they're all bunched together. And if there were no divisions, the White Sox would be right in the middle of this conversation, as would the Astros. So let's go over what could happen today. What would be amazing? Imagine, just imagine, if the Red Sox and Yankees both lose. Now, as it looks, the Yankees are going to be starting Jameson Taillon and not Gerrit Cole. Well, if the Yankees win, they're one of the wild card teams. They don't have to play a play-in game. Why you wouldn't pitch your ace to avoid that, I don't understand. But there's been a bunch of things that I don't understand about the Yankees this year. The Red Sox are going to be starting Chris Sale against the Washington Nationals. Sale looked pretty good against Baltimore for the first five or six innings, but then, you know, Mountcastle homered and he fell apart. It's pretty much going to be all hands on deck for the Red Sox tomorrow. I know they want to start Nathan Eovaldi in the wild card game if they get that far, but they have to get that far. And if Eovaldi has to come out of the bullpen and they have to figure out what to do for the wild card game, then so be it. But let's say the Red Sox lose and the Yankees lose. And then let's say Toronto beats Baltimore and the Mariners dig deep and beat the Angels. Then those four teams would be tied. And so you would have, I don't know how they would arrange it. You'd have to have, it would be a tournament. It would be like they all were wildcard teams. And there would be two tiebreaker games. And the winner of those games would play the actual wild card game. I don't know how it would be. I don't know how it would be lined up. But something along those lines of who has the best record head-to-head, who's the best record of the division, they would find a way to line it all up. That would be fun. Then there's what I'm secretly rooting for. And that is for the Red Sox to win, the Yankees to lose, and Toronto and Seattle to win. And then create a three-team round robin tournament. That's what I want to see. Selfishly, that's what I want to see. Although if I had no emotional connection or no background connection to the Red Sox, I would have said I want to see that, you know, I would want to see the four teams tied, because that'd be so crazy. And I think that'd be best for this podcast. So if that does happen, I won't think it's the end of the world. What I don't want to see happen is the Red Sox and the Yankees to win, because that'd be the most boring thing. Okay, they're going to meet. I want to have that moment of looking around and going, now what? Now what? Because, friends, that's what we want. 162 games and it coming down to a final pitch and a final run. Now, I did receive a really a tweet that I can't help but think about right now. And let me go to my Twitter. Go follow me at Sully Baseball. You see that on my little chyron here on YouTube. But I had someone, who was it? I'm scrolling. Oh, it's from Alex Curran, who's at Alex Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. Said, I can't wait to hear Sully Baseball rant if this season comes down to a ghost runner on second. I have to admit, that made me chuckle. Because can you imagine that we have all this tension, these matchups, and they go to extra innings, and it comes down to that stupid runner on second rule. And that's the difference between a team going to the playoffs or not when it's this razor thin. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know the outcomes. Because if I did, I'd go to Bet Online and put all my money on it. But here's the deal. We are going to know that a couple of teams are going to be very happy tomorrow, and probably a couple of teams will be very frustrated. And along the way, those fan bases are going to be going through the Rolodex of the close losses. I'm sure Red Sox fans will think about dropping those two games in Baltimore. I'm sure that the Astros fans, or Mariners fans, will think about dropping those games to the Astros. I'm sure those Yankee losses, especially when started by Robbie Ray, would come back to haunt Toronto. The mess of the games, including the Altuve walk-off hit or the game against the Angels or those two losses at Fenway that the Yankees dropped, would come back to haunt the Yankees or the Field of Dreams game for that matter. But they all have also had wild come-from-behind victories in the positive ledger. So they may be thinking, about, thank goodness for that game. Thank goodness for that sweep. It's going to come down. Someone is waking up on Sunday and is either going to be the great hero or the goat of the entire season. Can you imagine that person right now? And there's one other thing I just want to throw in right at the end here before I say goodbye. And that is, it's game 162. For a bunch of the teams who have already clinched playoff spots, season's going on to October. For some of these teams hanging on for dear life, well, they're going to try to play for one more day. But for 20 teams, well, actually 18 teams, because two teams are hanging out for it. So for 18 fan bases, this is it. Their last game. Last time to see their friends. And baseball isn't always about the team that wins the title. It's a companion for your summer. And sometimes your team wins. Sometimes your team loses. Sometimes your team gives you a thrill and then falls apart. Sometimes they make a great run at it late, but it's a little too late. Sometimes they stink. The beauty of it is that that team is there for your summer. As we enter October, summer's in our rearview mirror. It's our last chance to see our friends, to have the game on. Have it on as you're doing your chores, folding your laundry, washing your car, going to the store, going on a run, heading to work, heading from work, wherever you listen to the games. The teams are there to be your companion. And for those fan bases that are saying goodbye until next spring, savor tomorrow. Watch part of the game. Listen to part of the game. Say thanks for the fun parts. Even if your team stinks, you turn the game on during the summertime. Think of those times in July or August. If your team's totally out of it, I've rooted for a lot of teams that were totally out of it. And yet, turn on the game. How are they doing? Someone play well? They bring something for the farm? Is someone going to reach a milestone? Did they upset a team in the pennant race? It's one of the things I love about baseball. It's not just about winning and losing and pennants. It's why Bull Durham is my favorite baseball movie of all time. Do you remember the big game at the end of Bull Durham? There wasn't one. The final game in Bull Durham was a rainout. The Bulls didn't win the division. In the end, they weren't even contenders. Because that's not the point. It's there as a companion. And so, game 162 is going to be super exciting. And yet, for me, there's going to be a little bit of melancholy. You know, if you follow me at Sully Baseball, you know that I do Who Owns Baseball and the Summer Score. I keep track of individual players during the year. Tomorrow's my last day of doing that. Well, technically, no, because if there's a play-in games, that goes towards the regular season. But you know what I mean. My last day of checking all the scores, seeing how teams are doing. And I love that about the regular season. I love that the teams play 5-6 times a week. And if you're a fan, they're your friend. And I'm trying to be your friend too. And so I hopefully will be here. I'm doing with Jeff Carr. Tomorrow we're doing a playoff preview, but there may be stuff that have yet to be determined. So that'd be kind of fun. I just want to point out that betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, you can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. You can follow Locked On Bets brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Setting up the ending and realizing it's going to be the ending. This is Locked On MLB Emergency Podcast on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.